down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs, taboo topics, unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
All right, you guys, own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The RealReal, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers. Shop from designers like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, and hundreds more at up to 90% off retail. New arrivals come in daily, and every single item is authenticated by The RealReal's team of experts. In fact, The RealReal employs over 100 brands, authenticators, gemologists, horologists, and art curators from around the globe who inspect thousands of items each day to ensure that every item is 100% authentic. Shop and consign women's and men's luxury fashion, as well as fine jewelry, watches, art, and home. Shop online, visit one of their original stores in Soho or West Hollywood, or their newest location at 870 Madison Avenue in New York. You may also visit one of their luxury consignment offices in Chicago, Dallas, Miami, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. In-store, new customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. I've actually been to one of the RealReal stores, and it was amazing, and I got a lot of really great stuff for them. Pretty reasonable prices. Shop in store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. That's R-E-A-L, R-E-A-L.com, promo code REAL for 20% off select items.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Today on the podcast, I have two extraordinary... Do you like that I used... I'm like extraordinary women who are quite literally lifesavers. You know one from her time on The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise, and you know the other from her account at Nurse Abnormalities.
That's correct. Yes.
Why is that such a tongue twister for me? Big words.
It's a big one.
I had a tough time. Like, I was like, extraordinary women. I was like, okay, don't write down big words if you can't use them, Caitlin. Which shows the good, bad, and the ugly of nursing. Now the two Danielles are coming together to start their very own podcast. I'm so excited for you guys.
Thank you.
Called WOMED, short for Women in Medicine. Please welcome Danielle Maltby, a.k.a. Dee, and Danielle Levesque, a.k.a. Danny.
Hey!
Hey!
Hi!
I'm so excited.
Okay, this is great. I'm really excited for you guys to start your own podcast. Did you just smash your knee on the table?
I did. But it's a nurse. I can handle it.
Oh, my God. Sorry, you're just injuring yourself in my room here. Okay, so excited for your podcast. So tell us everything of what you're going to talk about. It's kind of the same thing as your Instagram, like the good, bad, the ugly of nursing.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be real. The most important thing, first of all, the podcast was Dee's idea.
Okay.
It wasn't mine. I'm lucky.
But you were the first person that I thought of when doing it.
Thank you.
So Danny and I met in Peru.
Okay.
And we did a medical trip with a scrubs company that we both work with.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I love her heart. I love her energy. She's like weird and funny. I just feel like
I love weird.
Like, you're going to be in my life for a long time. And then as I started kind of thinking about, you know, like I feel like everyone starts a podcast in the Bachelor world.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I didn't want it to be just like Bachelor talk. Like, I didn't feel like that was the right
There's
space.
Enough of those. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, yours is the best.
Nobody's
I was like
that.
Fishing for that. I'm like, yeah.
She wanted compliments.
Yeah. Thanks.
But I felt like there's a really big need for a space for women, particularly like nurses, doctors, like in the medical community. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a space that really talked about everything that was going on. Like the Me Too movement and stuff in the medical community is pretty freaking
really
yeah
yeah for sure. And I, you know, whenever she came to me about it, a couple things came to mind. I still work full time, so yeah. I have this like concept of what professionalism is. Mm-hmm. And I think nursing and medicine in general is going through this because, you know, these hospitals and everybody who works in healthcare, it's a very conservative industry. Mm-hmm. And because of HIPAA, we can't talk about patients, understandably so. Mm-hmm.
But everyone's so curious about it.
Everyone's so mm-hmm. curious. And because more and more people have online profiles now, we're being really scrutinized and, you know, under the microscope about what we're posting, what we're doing, and how professionalism is defined. And I've always had this internal struggle where we're in a community where we're taking care of people. And if there's anywhere right. where you need to be aligned with yourself, mm-hmm. it needs to be when you're taking care of other people.
Right.
You know, because if you don't know who you are or what you're doing, you're not going to care for people as well
right.
as you are if you're like, you know, in alignment. So I think that having a place where people could talk and express themselves, and I don't think mm-hmm. everyone's going to do that, and learning that balance of, you know, what is professionalism and how you can, you know, be employed full time, but also, you know, have a podcast and have an online community and stuff is also, I think that's like really important too. So,
yeah. And we just wanted to highlight all the things that women are doing in the medical community.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
there's a lot of really badass, powerful women.
Yeah.
And I want to lift them all up. I want to hear everyone's stories. I want everyone to have a voice.
Yeah. I think that's really amazing. I think it's the same thing when I tweet something about airlines, like the community of, I always want to call them stewardess, which flight is like attendants? The most dated name, flight attendants, that come together. And I feel like you guys could have that same, like, I feel like there's this community of people, yeah. women in the medical field that could just come together sure. and have yes. so many stories. You will have endless content.
Yes. Especially nurses.
Yeah.
We're for sure a tribe. Even if we hate each yeah. other, we'll like come back to each, we'll back each other up. Like,
of yeah. course.
In a rational sort of way. yeah. For real. That's like nurses. Like we're catty.
We're like, I don't like you, but man, like if anyone comes that's after right. you,
if anyone comes after you, I'll oh, just like
really.
Oh, no, I'll help you cover up the murder and bury. Yeah, like, that's like how nurses are.
Really,
pretty much. Oh,
see,
yeah,
that's
for
cool.
Sure. Yeah. It is cool. It's we're like blood sisters.
Yeah, like, and brothers. There's some like really great
and brothers. Oh yeah,
Alex would be so mad if we.
How could I forget?
That's who is this?
Our friend Alex.
Yeah.
We also met him in Peru, and he's just the most fantastic man.
Really?
They hate it when you say like male nurse, but he's yeah. a male nurse.
Why yeah. do you? Why? Because that's just
because they just want to be called a nurse. They don't want to be yeah. defined as a male. But it is hard because. Which we'll talk about this on the podcast at yeah. some point, but we're still 90%, over 90% female.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it over 90%? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So it's starting to grow with more male, but like there's the term nurse and the term yeah. male nurse.
Yeah.
And people have an issue with that.
And sexuality is called yeah. in question, even though, I mean, like, but I, oh man, that makes me so mad. Like,
we'll get Alex's perspective yeah. on it, for sure. Yeah. We'll get some men.
Even though he is gay, he's just
yeah, like, yeah, yeah, so, yeah. One of my good friends is a nurse. He's yeah. awesome. But will you guys go into, like, I know you can't ever talk about patients, so are you able to tell, like, horror stories or do that
yeah,
kind of
I
thing?
Mean, like,
or is that
if you leave out names and any, yeah. like, identifying factors,
yeah.
you know? I mean,
time is really important with that, too. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not going to yes. talk about a patient I took care of yesterday. Yeah.
Right.
But if that 3 years ago, like, maybe, you know? Yeah,
I get that.
So. And I've talked about some of, like, the patients and stuff that I've had.
But yeah.
it's with, like, parental.
Of course. Sense. I get that.
So.
And when is the podcast going to start? Like, when is the first episode? Because you've recorded some, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the first episode comes out June 3rd.
Oh, yeah. Six.
Wait, that's when I get nudes, too. What a big day.
It's the best day ever.
June 3rd is the best day.
The internet's going to break.
Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting.
Kim K thought she broke the internet. No. Yeah. It's the day the nope. Wometa nudes drop.
Wometa nudes.
Yeah.
They haven't seen anything yet. Okay, let's take a quick pause and talk about these great bras from Third Love and why I love them so much. Third Love always has the perfect fit because they use data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel, and they have more sizes than most other brands. Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, including their signature half cup sizes, which was actually a big life changer for me. The Fit Finder quiz is super easy. You just answer a few simple questions to find your perfect fit in 60 seconds. Over 12 million women have taken the quiz to date, and believe it or not, it's actually fun. It takes less than a minute to complete. Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. Third Love is all about comfort and quality. They have straps that won't slip, tagless labels, so there's no itching. They're lightweight, super thin, memory foam cups. They mold to your shape and are proprietary to Third Love. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're going to offer my listeners 15% off your first order. If you go to thirdlove.com/vine now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/vine for 15% off today. June 3rd. Oh, that's so exciting. Okay. And so what? So you're going to have all guests all the time, or is it just going to be the two of you?
So the first couple episodes are just Danny and I,
because we're building a rapport.
We're new to the whole podcast thing. We're trying to figure it out as we go. So, but yeah, we want to have a lot of guests on, and some topics will probably just be us discussing them too. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. I have to ask
to have you on too.
Of course I'll come on your podcast. Imagine you come on mine like a few times, and I'm like, nope.
Sorry, bitch.
Sorry, busy. Sorry about that. Okay, I have to ask, do a lot of nurses wear scrunchies?
It's starting to happen more.
I'm oh my god.
I've seen a few.
I have some scrunchies for you, ladies.
Oh my god. Because I just got a weave. I need it.
Yeah, of course.
I'm so genuinely excited about this.
The I first can see that. This is why I got a weave, because I wanted to be in the scrunchie.
The first thing I said to Danielle was like, she makes scrunchies. I have got to order one like immediately. Because even when I looked at myself this morning, I was like, God, I'd love to pull my hair half up with like a scrunchie.
A
scrunchie.
Oh.
Scrunchie.
Yeah, I've got a drawer. We can go through some.
Oh,
yeah.
God, I'm so excited.
I just feel like I need to make like a nurse line of scrunchies. Like
that would be so cute with like little like pills or
I'll
like crosses.
Them.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
My following is like
all nurses.
So many. It's pretty much all nurses. Yeah. And it's almost all women. I have 89% women.
Okay. Tell me about your Instagram.
Oh.
She's so funny.
Yeah.
I
okay.
Mean, so, it's so basically,
you're
going
to have to make some memes
doing.
For the woman too, at least like show me how.
So you do memes.
I do some, and then some of it's like writing. So basically I write heavy things, like a lot of heavy things. I'm very in my feelings, and I just write about my life, and that's when I've been a little
it
down on
so
content lately
though.
Because I've been hiding my partner
yeah.
for a long time.
Yeah.
And I felt because I didn't know what to do with him.
Yeah.
As far as like all I would do was write about my life, and he was such a huge part of my life, but I like wasn't ready to share. I didn't feel confident enough to share him yet. Now I do, so things are getting better. But for the last, like, you know, almost year, I've been my writing has not been as good because I think I was trying to like suppress that part of myself.
Yeah, of course.
However, so I would write like parts of my life people could really identify, because it really picked up through grad school. And when I was working like multiple jobs and going to grad school, a lot of nurses do that. And I just had like, I just put in the time. Yeah. I don't know what else to say other than I just like killed myself, like putting in the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized like you can't read that heavy stuff all of the time. And nurses in general are very emotional people. We're like deep feelers, so not only
which
do we
makes
know,
us able to feel for our patients,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. And so not only was like the writing very good and like helped people identify with me, but the memes were just funny, you know?
Yeah,
like, like we
there's
have
a very
like
dark side
senses
to nurses
of humor, right? Yeah. And I because of that, like I've had to tone down on how snarky I am with my memes. Like they're pretty PC now. In the beginning they weren't PC, and I went back and like tried to delete them, and I'm praying they don't like come back and bite me. But yeah, so it's that. So we're in like little like sayings and stuff.
Yeah.
But the writing's what I enjoy the most. If I had like the brain power to write every day like I used to, I would just do that.
So you've always been passionate about writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started writing when I was like my parents gave me my first journal when I was like probably four. And
really?
And I would just write my day. I'd just write, I went, you know.
Oh my gosh.
I went to school and like, Danny's my best friend. my friend Carrie did this and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
That's no, so
I
just, cute.
I take my journal to school. I like have my friend sign it.
That's adorable. I like writing, but I never have the patience to do. I feel like you have to be a very patient person to be a writer.
I love it, though.
You do.
Just, like, I could sit down forever.
Word vomit.
Really?
Yeah. Even if there's no clear direction of what I want to write about, like, I'll know it's in there, but I'll just start, like, stream of consciousness, and then it just all starts flowing
out. Do you do pen and paper, or do you
pen
do...
Pen and paper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so much clearer for me. Like, there's something about inking your thoughts down onto paper.
And do you go back and read them?
I do. Sometimes. All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I get angry. And then I'm like, okay, but like this was something you were feeling. And then I look for patterns.
And then if you've written for a long time, my favorite thing to do is to like look back on this day a year ago, 2 years ago, three years ago, mm-hmm. 4 years ago. It's really profound because at the time, you know, like you could be writing and just feel like your world is going to end.
Yep.
And then a year later, you look back and you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad.
Right. I think that's important for people because a lot of people think, you know, in that time that there's no light at the end of the tunnel and like there's no, and then you see, and a year goes by pretty quick and
it
you
does.
See how much you grow in that year. And then you kind of get motivated to go through something else. Like I can get through anything. Look at where I was at a year ago. And I think that's why I want to write. So that I can look back on it and see how far I've come. And I think my girlfriend, who everyone knows, Cleo.
I love Cleo.
Cleo's the best.
Cleo's the bomb.com.
She's just, there's no one like her. And when I was going through the breakup and going through a really hard time, even before the breakup, I was just really in a low place. And I think she was writing things down for me. Because, eventually I want to write a book. And I think it's good to go back and do that kind of stuff. But, I just thought, I don't know if I'm even mentally ready to go back and read it now just because I'm like, wow, I was really dark, like, 7 months ago. And now I'm like, I don't think I could get happier than I am right now.
I love that so much.
Like,
and then you don't want to go back to that dark place.
No, exactly.
Either.
I'm like, I don't want to revisit that.
I just love it. And you know, like, that's why people probably love you is because you just talk about stuff so openly. Like, people are so, they hide so many parts of themselves. And I will say I've always been, as much as I could understand about myself, which at times it was far less than I understand now, I've always been talking about it since I was a kid. And people are kind of scared of you whenever you talk so openly. Like, I talk very openly about my divorce and, you know, every feeling that I had through that entire relationship. And that's where people seemed, women in particular, seem to identify the most. Like, they just completely get it. And so I think a lot, there's memes will, humor will, like, grow your account. Like, it will, by no doubt, a meme account will have, like, you know, obviously, like, a billion followers.
Yeah.
You're like Tank Sinatra. You're like, I don't think one of those guys. Like, a million followers in a day.
Yeah.
But the comments that I really love are the ones after I write something because they're so meaningful. So so that's my favorite part of my account. But the writing, you got to do it.
Yeah, that's
a good person to write all that down.
I do want to eventually go back and read it just to see. But right now I'm like, bleh.
But you're just
so happy.
I'm just like so
I'm
happy.
I'm getting nudes.
Somebody wrote the funniest comment under my, when I said I was getting nudes. Somebody said, I'm so glad you leaked these nudes. And I was like, damn it. Why didn't I think of
that? So good.
Well, let's get to a little Bachelor in Paradise talk.
Okay.
Can you walk us through your journey up until The Bachelor and what you've been doing since?
Up until The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, like, I was working as a NICU nurse.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in Wisconsin for about 4 years. Mm-hmm. I took some time off and did a little, like, travel nursing stint.
Yeah.
But that wasn't really for me. I didn't enjoy it. And I went back to the same hospital, Children's Hospital, Wisconsin. They were voted, Time Magazine announced them as, like, the best NICU in the
nation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It was a couple years ago, but I mean, like, they're so f-ing good.
Yeah.
It's a really great hospital.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Nashville and, had been working. Well, I don't want to say where I work in Nashville.
Oh, you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to.
But I went to, well, I had one of my friends submit me for The Bachelor and stuff. So I didn't know that that was all happening until I got a call from ABC and I was like, what the f*** did you do?
Yeah. What's happening?
Yeah. Yeah. And then when you came back from Bachelor, you went back to work again.
Yeah, I went right back to work.
Wow.
And then Paradise came along and I decided I was going to take a little bit more time off of work because I got the opportunity to go to Kenya.
Yeah.
And I basically left Paradise to go to Kenya and work with kids and mothers and stuff there.
Wow. Oh, that's so cool.
I actually went back there last fall again, too.
Amazing.
Oh, that's such a big pull on my heart. Like, I'm aching to get back there.
Really?
Yeah. It's a really beautiful
place. Do you have plans to go back?
I was just talking about this the other day. Like, I need to set, like, my next trip up to go back. Just because I love everyone there so much. They would come up and they're just like, do you remember this face? I was like, I could never forget this face.
Oh, that's so nice.
And they invite you into their homes. Yeah. And they're like, I just want to cook all this food for you. And I was like, please don't make a ton of food. I can't eat it all. And you're just like trying to stuff yourself with all this food because you don't want to go to waste.
They're just so loving and happy
so
and giving.
Loving.
Yeah.
So loving.
It's I want to go somewhere like that. Yeah, exactly.
You can come with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, when are we going?
I don't know. We'll set it up.
I have always wanted to do a trip like that.
Yeah.
It'll change your life.
It will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes you...
And they would love to have you.
You come back
too.
And you think, like there is, like, good in the world. Like, there's something right, you know. I don't know. It did it for me. I didn't even think that I was going to be able to start my nurse practitioner job. I was so worn out, like, after school and nursing and healthcare in general. And then when we went to Peru, I came back and I was like, all right, well, I'm ready to go.
We had some really tough days in Peru, too. Like,
really?
You and Michelle were...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I...
It was really... We went to an orphanage and... we weren't, like, ready. Like, we didn't know that we were going to see... First of all, we didn't really know that we were going to see a whole bunch of patients in general. We thought that it was more of, like, a... We're going to show you what we do from this...
And maybe, like, some, like, wellness checks.
Right.
Yeah. And it ended up being, like, really serious stuff.
Yeah.
Like, girls from an orphanage that had been sexually abused. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, 10.
Yeah.
And, like,
raging.
Wow.
STDs. Uterine infections.
Yeah, it was so sad.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, like, my... I mean...
Yeah, that's heavy stuff.
Hats... I feel like I can't even say hats off to you. Like, I literally was just, like, wanting to be on my knees and just be like, you guys are, like... You were, like, in the freaking trenches.
Wow.
I mean, Alex and I were sitting out there just doing, like, the wellness baby checks, and they're like, okay, well, you guys are...
Yeah, I mean,
have the
Michelle
more advanced
more
degrees.
Wow.
Like, Michelle did more than me. She... But it was a hard day.
Yeah.
It was a hard day. But it was... But in the scheme of things, you feel like you're really helping people.
Right, right, of course.
Really, yeah. In, like, the purest form, helping people. So that's great.
Yeah.
Do a lot for you.
And yeah.
I want to go to Kenya, too. I told Dee, I was like,
I would love to make
there.
A big...
I would love to go.
I would love to make a big trip of it and just bring everyone down there. They would love it, too. And just to have... We could do it as, like, a big fundraiser and stuff,
yeah.
Too, you know?
I think that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's
You would
look
love the parties.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Ah! They have, like, family parties. And, like, I don't know where these, like, big speakers come from, but...
Really?
Yeah. You have, like, these cement buildings with, like, no floor and then these speakers and, like, PA systems come out and it's just the happiest, like, drum and, like, music. And
I would love that.
It's so much fun.
How long do you go for at a time?
I try and go for at least, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Just to make, like, all the travel worth it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, to get to where I, the village that I work with, you fly into Nairobi. It's another, like, hour flight to Kisumu and then it's, like, a 2.5 hour drive from there out to... Like the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's beautiful. Wow.
You guys are inspiring.
You guys just love it so much.
It's so funny. I'm not obviously a nurse in any way. And I'm like, I can't wait to listen to your guys' podcast. Like, I just feel like you have good stories and like you're uplifting and,
thanks,
you know,
love.
Yeah.
You're welcome. We feel the same way about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't even know who I was.
But she Googled you so hard.
By the research that I did in 5 hours, I probably know more about you than 90% of the people that listen.
She comes in, she goes, well, I know your birthday is June 19th. You're a Gemini. I'm like, okay.
Bachelorette season 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know all about your relationship history. You're a Gemini. You're a Gemini. So by default, I love you. You like golden retrievers. You have a scrunching line. You like wine. Yes. I could go down the list. You're like small but mighty. People used to make fun of you for your hair and said you were too skinny or something like that. So untrue. By the way, I'm like, so speaking, when I could just go on. I could go on forever. So just because I learned who you were like a couple days ago.
You know what? I'm so impressed. With you.
Thank
I'm
you.
So I impressed.
Like, never watched The Bachelor either.
I don't. So, I haven't, but like, obviously, if like D goes on Paradise or whatever, I will have throw a party. When I'm in something,
you're in it.
She's like number one hype girl. I love that.
I am. Yeah. I can see that. Like, if D goes on it, I'm having parties every night. Like, I am 100% in it. Like this. I'm coming on your podcast. I will find out every little fact about you.
You impress me.
Hype you up. I'll dig back. Yeah. And I'm excited. Like, I love it. I think it's great. I just don't have enough brain power to do it for everyone. And so, like, don't take any offense. I mean, like, the only movie star I know is, like, Oprah. Like,
I do not take offense. I was totally teasing you. And you proved me wrong. And I felt the passion while you were telling me, at least.
I'm like shaking over that.
I can't wait to show you them. All right, let's take a quick break and talk about my new favorite rom-com on Netflix. It's so great. It's called Always Be My Maybe, and it was written by and starring comedian Ali Wong. She's so funny. And fresh off the boat's Randall Park. It's a refreshing take on rom-coms. So it's super hilarious, sweet, but not too sweet. I remember back in the day, I did a podcast with Kanan Smith, and we talked about how rom-coms like are always so cheesy. This one is perfect. Sweet and not too sweet, just the way I like it. Two childhood friends reconnect and realize old sparks are there, as well as some new ones. Will they end up together? I want to know if any of you have ever experienced this, that you guys, you know, start off as friends, childhood friends, and then you fall in love. Cute. And what do you do when you realize that you love your best friend? I don't know. You make a move from Seattle. That's what I did. Keanu Reeves makes an appearance, and it's unlike any Keanu Reeves that you've ever seen. So watch Always Be My Maybe now on Netflix or in select theaters. This film is rated PG-13.
You said something about D going on Paradise. Are you going on Paradise?
I mean,
can you confirm or deny?
I mean, I don't think I can do either. I mean, like, who? I mean, you know how it works.
Yeah,
like,
I do. I just
don't
try
know, like,
and
if they
do my part, because if I don't ask people, like, you should ask her.
If they call me and want me to come on, hell yeah. I had a great time on Paradise.
Yeah.
It's a really fun environment.
Yeah.
You get more time with everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, and you're. Like, the biggest problem is trying to battle the crabs in the shower. So,
oh my gosh, I don't know how I would do with that.
Yeah, you have to watch where you step. There's
really,
they're like mountain crabs.
You're gonna have to tell me how this show works.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So
sometimes I don't even know how it works.
Really? Yeah. So 1 week, like, the girls will have the power, and by that means girls are handing out the roses, like they're all the bachelorettes, and there's more guys. So and then they'll keep bringing in more guys to try and shake things up. And then, like, two or three guys will go home. Then the next week, the guys will have the power, so they'll be bringing on more ladies.
You guys all just hang out?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're, like, by the pool.
Yeah.
There's, like, drink minimums now, so people can't get too litty.
Which also, I figured out, in Mexico, the percentage and the proof of alcohol is lower.
Oh.
So it takes even more.
Everyone was complaining that they couldn't, like, catch a buzz.
Yeah, so drink like, wine or beer, not the tequila.
But also, you know, hydrate, because... I mean, I spend a lot of time. I'm such a mom down there. I'm just taking care of everybody.
That's so
cute. You're a mom everywhere.
I go into nurse mode. Like, poor Ray got really sick when I was on. And, like, she'll tell this story all the time. Like, they were about to give her, like, a steroid shot, but they, like, broke this glass vial, and they did not use a filter needle, and they were going to use the same needle that they used to draw that stuff. And I was you're going to get glass shards in your ass. Change that goddamn needle.
Wait, really?
Yes.
That is not okay.
No.
Oh,
so
my
that's
gosh.
Why I'm just like,
thank God you're there. You gotta watch. You gotta watch.
I know. Ray could have had a glass ass.
Glass ass. Could have had freaking tetanus or something. Yeah.
Wait, who's Ray?
Raven.
Raven. Oh, God. Oh, I like calling her Ray. I love Raven.
She's one of my favorite humans.
I freaking love her. Okay, I didn't know we call her Ray. Now I know.
I mean, I call her Ray, but that's because, like, my cat's name is Ray, and actually, funny story.
Yeah. I don't know if I told this already. I might have. So whatever.
I'll tell you if you have or not. Actually, yeah. I won't remember. I repeat myself all the time.
So when I adopted my cat, Raven.
Yeah.
And when I adopted her, her name was Astrid. And when I got into the house on The Bachelor, first person I met was Astrid. And I was like, oh my God. Funny story, when I adopted my cat, her name was Astrid, but I changed it because she just didn't look like an Astrid. Then I turn around and like Raven comes in and I was like, hi, I'm Deanna. She goes, hi, I'm Raven. And I'm like, oh my God, funny story, meet Astrid.
That's, wait, that's really weird.
I know.
Universe, I know. Shit right there.
I know. Love the universe.
So much of it.
That's crazy. So
yeah, I know.
Okay, well, who would you be interested in if you did go on Paradise?
You know, I don't know. I feel like we don't know these new guys as well right. yet. And I just, I don't know. I feel like there's maybe some gems in the Bachelor franchise that like we haven't really seen too much of lately.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
My hope would be that they bring like some people on from like further back.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
This like Pilot Pete, man.
Who's Pilot Pete? Oh, is this this season?
This season.
Oh yeah. My gosh, I keep meaning to sit down and just watch.
He seems like a gem of a human. He's
really?
Super cute.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Pilot I'm like, Pete?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I mean, like, maybe join the Mile High Club. Like,
I get it. That's so funny.
So, like, if he was on, that would be pretty cool. And
yeah.
And if I went on. But, no, I just want to be surprised by somebody.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't really care. I just
don't
want
to
be
very open. Do you think that's the way open. To go into Paradise yeah. is no expectations?
Yeah.
And just see what happens?
Yeah.
And see what... I hate when I hear that people talk before they go on the show.
Yeah.
And, like, they're like, it's a setup. And they're like, okay, I'll see you when I get there, blah, blah, yeah. blah. Like, I want things to happen organically. I don't yeah. want anyone to, like, push anything. Just go yeah. and see what vibe is happening there.
Yeah.
And just let it naturally blossom.
Yeah. But if I do go back on, like, I really hope that they keep Wells as a bartender because I need, like, a friend there just to be like, yeah. Danny, you're freaking dickmatized or something like that.
Dickmatized?
Like, yeah.
Why have I not like, heard this term?
Oh, my God. You can use it.
Dickmatized.
Yeah. And then you can, either, like, you can strict them from the vagenda.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Where? Yeah.
I am so old.
I need an Urban Dictionary.
Wait, say that again.
Dickmatized.
Yeah. And then?
Vagenda.
Vagenda.
So how, yeah. use vagenda in a sentence.
Yes, please.
He was on my vagenda, and then he f***ed up, so he is, like, stricken from the vagenda. Like,
oh,
I'm
wow.
not making time for him in my vagenda.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Virginia. Virginia.
Virginia. Does Virginia have a vagenda?
Wait, that's so good.
Yeah.
Everyone.
I watched a comedy series on HBO and God bless, I need to find her freaking name. But it was so funny and she like busted out with the vagenda talk and I was like, yes.
Yeah, that's
good. To me.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who I could even picture you with.
I can't picture myself with anybody. Well,
are they
and
tall?
They're okay. Well, I love tall men.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Yeah. Tall drink of water.
Yeah.
I get it.
But I feel like totally just lost my train of thought.
Welcome to my world.
She asked who you would be with.
Who would be like,
I was saying I can't picture.
Yeah, who you'd be with. I've already resigned myself to the fact that I'll be like one of the older castmates if I go on.
Yeah,
you know I'm 33, but
immature.
Man, I know I look good.
Yeah, you look like, great.
Like, and I know who I am. I've taken yeah. really good care of myself. And
age does not matter.
No.
No.
Especially so, whatever.
Especially these days.
Especially these days.
I yeah. have never felt more alive and young. And
too.
Like,
yes. I feel like I look better. I feel better than I did yeah. in my 20s.
My life is yeah. so much better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So much better now.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm also 33.
Yeah. yeah.
We're the same.
We're all 33.
My birthday's only a month away from yours.
Really?
Yeah, it's July 29th.
Oh, perfect.
So I'm months
amazing.
10 days.
Yeah.
What does that make you?
A Leo.
What does that mean?
I'm very sensitive, but very like outspoken.
Yeah.
Big personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like people. There can only be one Leo in a room.
Yeah.
I don't like people stealing my fire.
Libra.
Yeah. You and I get along.
Oh yeah.
Well. You're outgoing, but like we get along. Really mm-hmm. well.
What's a Libra? What are their?
We try and like balance situations. We're an air sign. We're just like super lovey and
yeah.
feely, but like. We're like the compromisers.
She calms okay. me. I'm yeah. really high strung.
Well, everyone,
really high strung.
That's one thing. Like
you're
I always
calming.
Get. Yeah.
Yeah.
I,
you are
I
calm.
Keep everyone calm.
Yeah.
Even in like code situations and stuff, like nurses will come up and especially like the new nurses and they're just like,
how did you just do that? Like, I was like, oh, y'all don't even know. I'm like freaking out on the inside, but like,
right.
I'm just
on calm. The outside, you're calm.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I need you to go do this. You're going to do this right now. I need you here. And boom.
I mean, I praise you guys for what you do. I can't even see like a scrape. Like, I don't know how you
just get used to it.
Okay, thing I cannot get used to, anything that gets stuck under nails, things that like...
That's what bothers you?
Yes. Or like broken bones, like sticking up out of skin. I get
Okay, so you still get those?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, does anything phase you as a nurse?
Oh, yeah. Like, I've had to like really compose myself before. And like smells.
I was going to say, I'm not as good with smells anymore because I'm not a bedside nurse anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm not right up in the stench. I used to be. Now I'm one step away from the patient as a nurse practitioner, and so when I smell something, it's intense.
Really?
Yeah, it's definitely intense, yeah. I would say that bothers me now more than anything, but I can't really think of anything that really, like, gets me anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just feel like seeing people... Like, I'm not calm like you. If there's an emergency or something bad is happening to somebody, I, like, freeze.
Yeah.
And I just want to like drop to the ground and cry.
That's when I perform at my highest level.
Yeah, same.
Like, really? The higher the intensity, the better I perform, which says something a little messed up about myself, which I'm fully aware and I have been through therapy before. But like,
we're good
the
in crisis situations.
Like the calmer I am.
That's, yeah, sure. That's what
that's
you need
I
in
feel
a nurse,
like I'm
though.
At the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It can really be tough in your personal life.
Yeah,
right.
Like I'm bored in like a. A safe and not like a safe and like a healthy baby assignment. Like,
yes,
I'm bored, which sounds bad because it's like, well, why are you wishing for like a super sick high acuity assignment? It's like, because I thrive in that environment.
Because you're going to help.
Yeah.
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 I get that. What do you guys think is one thing you wish people understood about nursing and being a woman in medicine?
That we're not doctors in the call rooms.
Oh. Yeah. I mean,
it's not Grey's Anatomy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, something that we talk about, which I've talked about on my blog for a long time, and that Dan.
My dad calls me Dan.
Dan and I have talked about on one of our podcast episodes is that nursing is just so insanely hard to understand.
Yeah.
People don't know what we do. It's a silent profession. It's one of those things that you don't know what we do, but you know if we're not there.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like things start to fall apart if
we're
not there.
What we don't do.
Right. It's easier to define what we don't do.
Yeah.
So it would be really nice if people could just like realize that, like sort of take our words for it. You know? That we're working hard. This is what, you know,
we are
just because
cards.
You can't define something with numbers and statistics and whatever doesn't mean that it's not happening.
Yeah.
So it would be really nice if more people understood that.
Mm-hmm.
If we were able to work on a level a level playing field all the time with everyone else. And that's changing. I will say, I've been a nurse for 7 years. She's been a nurse or almost 8 years. You've been a nurse for like 12, 13, something like that. So I will say like, that's definitely changing. I really want that. And I really want women to be nicer to each other.
Yeah.
That is like a huge part of this podcast. Like, I just want to get along.
Yeah,
you know, that's
because
it.
A lot of women say they empower other women, and then they
don't.
Just don't.
Yes, I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's sad. Like, we just really want an environment where everyone actually is supportive of each other and wants each other to thrive,
especially in an industry where it's over 90% women.
Yeah,
and the impact that could have if people did that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Think about the world, like if we all actually supported each other.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
Do
you think that's getting better?
I think it is.
Yeah.
But at the same point, I feel like it's also threatening to some women.
Yeah.
To see other women like rise up.
That's so true.
I think we're at like a breaking point. Mm-hmm. I think we're at like a major turning point in this country, in this world. I think that we have the potential to either go the complete wrong direction or the complete right direction. Mm-hmm. So I think right now everything matters, honestly, that women are doing and who is putting out the message and what the message is extremely important.
Yeah.
So, you know, fingers crossed.
Well, a podcast is a big platform to be able to help with that. So good for you, ladies.
I hope we do it justice.
You will. You will. All right, you guys, now you can get everything for your home from the Home Depot, you're probably thinking, what, like everything? And the answer is yes, everything, like everything. From hickory flooring to exclusive paint colors and all of the trim. And then also like an area rug, the sofa, even those new throw pillows you've been wanting. You can find your style and shop more than 10,000 furniture and decor pieces online. Plus, get free and flexible delivery to your home or to the store and easy, no-hassle returns. Use the code VINEHOMEDEPOT at checkout and save up to 10% right now. It's as simple as that. Whole home improvement from start to finish. More saving, more kinds of doing. ShopHomeDepot.com/decor today. Valid on select items online only. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit homedepot.com for more information.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
If you like my show, you're going to love Let Lisa Help with Lisa Lampanelli on Podcast One. The Queen of Mean is now the Queen of Meaning. Join Lisa each week as she sits down with a guest co-host to solve their problems as well as some of her own. Download new episodes of Let Lisa Help with Lisa Lampanelli every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Where do you live again?
Oh, I live in Cleveland.
Okay, so how are you going to record a phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, mostly remotely. Where, I mean, I love Nashville, though. Yeah. So this is now my second time here, and I'm just like, I'll just come back.
I know. It's the best.
So I think we'll probably do both. And maybe when you get too hot, you can come to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Because it's fine.
God, you know, it's getting hot here.
It is really hot. Cleveland's like 65 degrees right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oof. Oh my gosh. Lake, you know, yeah, it's it gets effect. So gross hot here. Yeah. Like, you don't even want to walk outside because you're like,
no.
Yeah, it's not like that.
You can bake cookies in a car in the summer.
Oh my gosh.
It's true. It's yeah. It actually gets ridiculous. That's why I go to Canada for a month every year. And obviously being a nurse can be super demanding on both your time and energy. So what are things you ladies both do to kind of unwind and recharge your batteries?
I love hot yoga. I love sweating all the badness out.
Yeah, hot yoga would probably be really good for your mind as well.
Yeah.
And dance classes.
Yes. Yes.
If you're that. I love
like
that.
I want to plug it and be like, if you're in Nashville.
Well, I definitely need to go dancing with you.
Well, it's so much fun. Yeah. And it's like, my friend Joy teaches this heels class, and it's like sexy and empowering.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You just feel like you are in yourself, and you're like, hell yeah, take it. any like issues you're having, that's what dance has always been for me.
Yeah.
It's always been super therapeutic. Like,
absolutely,
you just let it out. Like, I love moving. I love moving my body and just.
And it helps that there's like so many mirrors in front of you to feel yourself in.
Oh,
like I look in the mirror and I'm like, work.
Yes. Yes.
Work.
It's that like inner sexy confidence, and then that starts coming out on the outside, and then you're like, nothing can stop me because I'm a bad bitch.
Yeah. I'm the same way. And then I come home and I practice it by myself in my house, and I'm like, God, I'm
can
hot.
Can everybody dance that goes there? I can't
No, it's so many different like levels. Like, it's an open class.
Yeah. I dance just like the early Taylor Swift.
Oh, good.
Very early Taylor Swift. Good. Yeah. At 15, I'm like, no, I mean, it's not good. It's
no, like, but like, here's the thing. Like, you keep going.
Fine. I just want to do it anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You keep going and you start watching everybody else and you start like, you learn and you become and you like, you grow as a dancer, you grow as a human. It's awesome.
Yeah. What about
dance
you?
Dance it up.
Ugh, I don't know. I really struggle every day. I struggle every day with relaxing. I have to start yoga. I hate yoga, but I have to do something for my brain. And I think that that's going to be what it is. I like to run. If I work out, I usually like run.
Yeah.
So that feels good, but it's also another like high intensity something. So I'm trying to do something that's lower intensity as far as activity. But otherwise, what do I honestly like to do for fun? I just like to
come to Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah. Travel. I really like to something new that I'm trying is to like watch a TV show all the way through. I don't watch TV, so my boyfriend really likes like TV series and stuff. I'm really trying to like focus on TV and relax, which sounds so stupid.
But no, but you're in really a very high intense
makes
field
me relax
too.
Yeah. To just watch somebody do something. Maybe I'll be watching The Bachelor soon. I don't know, but somebody like do something that's not my life. So I do like to do that. I like to just be out. I like to socialize. Yeah, I do. So that's about it. I mean, it sounds so sad right now. I think I did more during grad school, but I just haven't cut a. I haven't cut a break in like the last year, which is fine. It's totally fine.
Hey, you know what? You have a boyfriend. It's probably nice to just spend time with him.
That's basically what I've been doing. That's why I'm like, oh, I watch TV.
Yeah,
you know?
but
we don't get a lot.
But that's what I'm talking about.
Just some together.
That's
so
what I mean.
It
what
feels good?
I was asking like, what makes you just unwind? Like,
probably that. Just being with him. He's very calm.
Yeah,
he's like love Danielle. It. I said something to him this morning about you, how like I was like, we gotta go. Like, in my head, I'm like, we have to go. We're gonna be late. Danielle doesn't even have pants on yet. And she's like me, and I was like, yeah, because he's just so calm. Like he's, you know, everything's gonna be okay.
Yeah,
I was gonna come over in my sweats, and then I'm like, it's 85 degrees. I can't put sweats on.
I know. I'm always so freezing because I keep the AC just cranked in here. Yeah,
sweater and stuff. And I was like, yeah, but Cam will probably have the AC on.
I know. That's my ongoing problem in Nashville, where you step outside and you sweat, and then you step inside somewhere else and you're like an icicle. What advice would you have for women who are interested in getting into the medical field? Is there anything you wish you knew back when you were getting into it that somebody didn't tell you, just to help you prepare?
I think just kind of lean on each other. Like my nursing school friends, we're all still friends. And like we spent many late nights like making up games to study. But don't walk in and think you know everything just because you got top grades in your class. Because it's a whole nother field once you get into like onto your floor, because you start learning ways that like things are actually done. It's completely different from clinicals versus actually being and working and having your own patient. And you're just always be open to learning something, because that's one thing I love. I learn something every freaking day. And if I don't understand something, I ask the team.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. And I just want to know where your thought process is on making this decision for this patient, because it seems like this, this, and this is counterintuitive. So I just really want to understand. And if you approach things like that, it's not as threatening. People aren't like trying to defend themselves. It's more of a learning environment. So if you can create that environment for yourself, it's better for yourself, it's better for the docs, it makes the team work a lot better.
It's good. I have two small things. I completely agree with you, by the way. One would be to stay out of the gossip as much as possible.
Yeah,
because it's so
toxic.
And it's, I haven't worked in a lot of environments where it doesn't exist. It just seems to be a constant that you have to learn how to navigate. And the best that you can stay out of it, the better you will be. And like, just realize that it really, really hurts people on a level that I don't know that a lot can comprehend. It's hurt me before, like in very serious ways. And so I think it's super important to hold on to that and not become mean because of it. So that's super important. And then the second thing would be, particularly in relation to working with women, no matter whether you're a nurse, a doctor, a respiratory therapist, whatever, recognize certain things within yourself where, you know, I was just telling Dee yesterday, I told her about a situation that I've encountered and how, you know, a friend of mine was achieving something that I wasn't achieving. And I could recognize within myself that I instantly felt jealous. You know, it's not that I was like mad at her. I was jealous. I wanted what she had. But at the same time, at least I could recognize that and be like, you're being ridiculous. Like, you're being ridiculous. She earned it, you know, or whether or not she earned it or she got lucky, it's hers. It's not yours, you know? So like, you need to support her in what she's doing. And I think that that's just a life lesson in general, but it becomes very important whenever you're working in a hospital setting or in medicine, because there will always be people achieving things that you're not achieving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether, you know, there's so much jealousy and so many egos, and you have to just be so secure within yourself. And so I think that's extraordinarily. Yeah. It's extraordinarily important to realize that. So
I think that in life,
yeah,
like in anything you do career wise, like even in the Instagram world, you know, I find myself, and this Cleo will always say that, she goes, you can be so crazy, but you're so self-aware when you're being crazy that it's like, okay.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. I'm very self-aware, and I'll realize immediately when I'm being out of control or outrageous, mm-hmm. I'll always be like, God, I'm being so crazy right now. Tone it down and I'll reel it in or have a little reality check. But I'll do that same thing. I'll be like, well, they're going to come out of this world and have more followers and they'll probably get a podcast. And I'm like, shut up, Caitlin. Like, because really, at the end of the day, I'm very secure in what I'm doing. I love what I do.
Yeah.
And I don't even look at the downloads for my podcast because I don't want to care about numbers.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, you can't help but let your brain go there. And I think people do that in all industries, and you have to just kind of be self-aware.
It's human. Yeah. You just have to know.
Yeah.
You just have to know.
I like that. I don't know about you guys, but have you ever thought about the fact that where you choose to live directly impacts the you that you become? I always think about myself in my little 420 square foot shoebox apartment that actually made me, you know, into who I am today. Apartments.com has the most listings, which means you have the most apartments, townhomes, condos, and houses to choose from to unlock your full potential and become the best version of yourself. You're in control of your rental future, not to mention that they have custom search tools. So if you're looking for something specific like pet friendly, commute friendly, sit on my couch and watch reruns because I have the place all to myself friendly, you're going to find it. But wait, there's more with apartments.com. What you see is what you rent. They comb through their listings to make sure all the information is verified and up to date. That way you're not wasting your sweet, sweet precious time. They're making the hunting for a new place process a breeze. So send subpar rental search sites packing and visit apartments.com to find your perfect place. Apartments.com. Change your apartment, change your world. I feel like we should confess. Confess. Because mine is, I really, really don't know if I want to tell this story, but I'm going to. But do you guys have any confessions for me?
Yeah, I can confess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it.
Because I have to think hard about these things because I'm just like, I want it to be like funny, you know, and then I'm like, oh, but is that too embarrassing?
I know.
I don't know.
I hear you.
This isn't anything that like happened like recently, but it's one of like the funnier moments I think I've experienced.
Yes.
Okay. I was cuddling with like a boyfriend like in the past and like fell asleep and I farted so loud. Like my leg was like up and over.
Yes.
And like I farted and it woke both of us up. And he was like, "What was that?" I was like, "Nothing. Nothing. It's fine." I just like, I don't know. I think it was
You're like, "It was my leg on the leather couch." Yeah. This couch isn't leather. Like, okay.
Yeah.
So he never knew you farted?
Nope.
or he didn't say.
Or he just didn't say.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
It was just the position. I was just like, God damn it, dude. Like, I like woke my butt. I woke right up.
Okay, you know what? That's funny. I find that if you wear, were you wearing underwear?
No.
Yep. See?
Extra loud. Extra loud. There's
and
no buffer.
I feel like the underwear is a buffer for even like, I feel like it holds in your tooth sometimes.
100%.
Yeah.
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 Have you seen those charcoal underwear? Thing. They have like charcoal filters.
What?
I think it was like on Shark Tank or something. It was these like old.
I don't even know what to say about that. I'm just wait. Was it like it was like a panty liner that you
Yeah. It's like a charcoal filter.
You have to have a charcoal filter on your anus. You seriously need to see a medical professional. That is ridiculous. You need to take some digestive enzymes or something.
That's like on the Lady Gang, they had like a muffler, a fart muffler for when you go to the bathroom. They were trying to pitch it to Shark Tank as well. It's so funny. Oh my goodness gracious. Funny.
So you needed charcoal panties is what you're
saying. Well, no, it didn't smell. It was just the noise. Oh, but I will say in Japan, they have these buttons in the bathroom.
Japan.
That like, praise. make flushing noises. So anytime like you're pooping or like you're farting, you just hit the flush noise.
Oh my gosh, that is so smart.
Brilliant.
It's insane. Their toilets.
They are. Why are their toilets so advanced?
Why don't we have them here?
I was in South Korea.
Polite luxuries of a flush button.
Well,
noise.
And they have like music
doesn't
in
waste
the bathroom.
Water.
Yeah, so you can't.
I always
have a moment to yourself.
Yeah,
I always wonder that when I'm in airport bathrooms or certain things. I'm like, why don't they play music in bathrooms? Why do we all need to listen to each other or like do our thing?
We gotta take back the toilet.
Take back the toilet.
I am so into the flushing noises.
Yeah. Right? It saves water, you know, because like some like. You might just do the courtesy flush, but then it's like you're wasting all that freaking water.
That's true. And I'm a big courtesy flusher.
Yeah.
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 Just for the, yeah, okay. Okay.
But, fair. You know, if you had that button, that noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, poopery goes a long way.
Poopery does go a long way. Okay.
My gosh. So my confession.
Good confession, by the way.
Great. That's a great one.
Yeah.
I just was not sure how gross I should go with this.
The grosser, the better.
I was going to start by saying that I'm just a really gross person. Yeah. Like, when I'm by myself, like, I pick my nose.
Yeah.
I may not shower for 2 to 3 days. I just like to do gross things, like clean my ears out, like everything.
That's not gross. That's necessary.
Yeah, but like then I like, you know, you like look at it, like it's like
I'm gross
just
too.
Not polite. Like I'm not polite.
You don't have to be when you're alone.
No.
Well, I'm not always polite when I'm with people either. Oh. But I'm not polite. So then I started thinking and I transitioned to like Dee and I sort of talked about our confessions before.
Yeah.
I was like, well, if you're going there, one time long, long ago,
yeah.
I was the ripe age of 19.
Yeah.
So I was very easily embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And I was this hot little number wearing this hot little like string bikini on the beach in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
Hey.
And I had just gotten off the plane. I was with a man on a trip. I cannot believe my parents let me do that, but they did because they couldn't stop me.
Right.
I was like a wild child. So what was the point?
Me too.
So they, so we get off the plane and we go to this bar and I'm eating fresh fruit. And something about the, and I'm like, oh God, this is the best fresh fruit I've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Something about the fruit, like, had a bug or something.
Oh,
and
no.
I had IBS. I still have it, like, sometimes.
Yeah.
I had it really bad back then.
Yeah.
And I instantly was like, oh my God, like, I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, now.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, what am I going to do? And I look up. I had this moment where I was like, I'm with him. And I, like, look up. And I'm like, I can't run to the villa. Like, I'm not going to make it back to the villa to go to the bathroom. And then I look at the ocean. I'm like, all right, that's what I'm going to do. So I just looked at him and I was like, you know, I'm getting really hot. I'm just going to go swim out. So I swam out in the ocean and the water there is like crystal clear.
Oh, my gosh.
Crystal clear blue. I swam out and I just took my bikini bottoms off and I just diarrhea'd in the ocean. The current just like took it away and I just sat there and I was like, I'm embarrassed but I feel so much better. Just put my bottoms back on and like swam back like nothing happened.
That's amazing.
It was one of my finest moments.
It's yeah. really stellar.
I would be really proud of that.
Thank you. I was so embarrassed. I couldn't talk about it until like 5 years later, but now I talk about it all the time because I'm just like, people have to have done this at some point.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, you just gotta, I don't know, but I did it with the current so it just took it away.
Yep.
And
like it
that
never
was
happened.
That. That's what I did. And
never
then I
happened.
Erased it from my mind. So
that's hilarious.
It's always funny. It's always funny.
And it always will be.
It's always.
You know what? I don't care what people say.
Just let me know. It's always funny.
Mine is not poop related.
Okay.
Because amazing. I've told enough of those. But I kind of told you guys earlier because I'm having just a bit of a day today with functioning.
Yeah.
Because, okay. I don't know if people are going to like get mad at me for this, but I don't think so because it was legal. So I was in Seattle visiting Jason and we were like out riding bikes yesterday and he had to make a couple phone calls, like work calls. And so we rode past this place that had edibles, like it was because it's legal there now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, right. You can just walk in a store and buy like delicious gummies that get you high and it's all fine. And so he was doing his calls and doing a little work stuff. And so I went and got these little blue candy ribbons, which are weed gummies. And and I was like,
that's right.
And I've heard so many stories. So I've never done edibles before. I don't do this. I just was like, nah, I want to try it. I'm in Seattle. It's legal.
Yeah,
and
it's from the ground. It's fine.
Right. And so I had half of one. And then I was like, I heard horror stories about how girls or guys have half and then they think they're not high, so they take the other half and then they're like, whoa, why'd I do that?
Yep.
And you gotta let it kick in. So that was me. So I took half and I was like, no, I don't really feel anything. And so I took the other half and I'm telling you, like, I can't believe I didn't have a panic attack. I was so anxious. I was so high. I couldn't even walk. Like I actually couldn't walk, and so I had to go.
Wasn't worth it.
No. And Jason was like, I told him, and he was like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? And I had to go to the airport and fly from Seattle to Nashville, which is a 5-hour flight.
Oh my God.
And so I was freaking out, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get to the airport. I'm just going to get through. And I'm going to get like a massage and that'll calm me down. And so I go and get this massage. I didn't even know where I was.
Oh my God.
It was like I blacked out too. I was.
Oh no.
I was like, I don't even know what would happen. My mind would just shut down. Like, I wasn't sleeping. It was just, there was nothing going on. And then I'd be like, where am I? And then I was like, okay. And I paid and I left and I go to get on the plane and I honestly couldn't. I couldn't talk. I couldn't walk. No. I could just wow. Sitting there was a big job
for
me.
So
I was so high. I couldn't even talk to Jason on the phone because I would panic. Like, I didn't want him to be like, oh my God, you're high. Like, I couldn't even talk to him on the phone because I just needed to calm myself down and get through it. And then I just, thank God I had nobody sitting beside me on the plane and I just slept the whole flight.
God, yeah.
And good. I got home and I just went, oh, I can't believe I made it home. I'm never doing that again.
Well, your confession was like the biggest PSA ever.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Or like be really careful with those things.
Yeah. They are no joke because I kept thinking how crazy could gummies be? Like, they taste delicious. It doesn't feel like
it's just a little. At least you eat like 8 of them.
I would have died.
You seriously would have had to be hospitalized.
I don't know what I would have done because that was, I can't imagine being more high than I was yesterday. And I'm just like, okay, don't do drugs, kids. Okay. Yeah. Is all that I'm getting at. I'm like, but should I even be telling nurses this thing?
Well,
we
don't care.
Okay. So here's the thing. It's going to be legalized.
Yeah.
And I think it should. There's so many medicinal purposes for it. There's even medicinal purposes for, like mushrooms and stuff. They're doing like microdosing and stuff with that.
Yeah.
And it's helping people with depression. It's a more natural way. So, you know what? I'm fascinated to learn more about
in general. It's fascinating.
We can't,
you know?
I don't know about your last facility. Like, if it was even if it was legal, I still can't.
Yeah.
I can't smoke pot.
I'm curious what it's like in Colorado. Like, do they drug test and stuff?
I don't know.
Like, are you allowed?
Because the hospital can drug test you, even if it's legal. The hospital can drug test you, and if you turn up positive, you can get fired.
Wait, am I going to get in trouble for, like, flying and going to the airport and crossing a border?
No. This is just institution health.
I think it would be the same thing as, like, you know, you can't go to work drunk.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
that's true. I think it'd be like the same. I mean, I go to work drunk all the time.
Well, I mean,
your work is here.
Yeah.
It's called off the vine.
Yeah, we get drunk here. Okay, that's part of the job. That's a job requirement. Yes. Actually. Yes. Okay, I have a fun little never have I ever nurse edition game for ladies.
Boy. Ooh, let's do it.
Okay, never have I ever had a crush on a patient or a patient's family member.
Oh, I haven't. She definitely has. Some of my friends have.
Okay, I've seen some really hot dads.
Yes. Like, it's hard not to say.
But then I'm like, good job, girl.
That's funny.
Yeah, I just haven't. I'm a really hard girl to turn on.
I really am. It depends on the time of the month.
You could put the hottest man in front of me and I'd be like, whatever. Like, you just don't impress me.
I'm not hard to
impress. I'm hard. It's hard for me to be impressed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So no.
I wish I worked with Josh Duhamel. Then I would.
Oh my gosh. What? That guy's like.
Yeah. Oh, he's so hot.
Yeah, but 10 years ago.
People, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I think he's still hot. He's really? Still smoking hot. He's got some gray. And he's just like.
Wait, I want to Google a picture of him.
Oh, you're going to.
Recently.
Is he still with Fergie?
No.
No.
Oh, how long ago?
Look at
was
his
that?
Instagram. He's still hot.
Oh yeah, he is hot.
Yeah,
okay, I'll give you that.
I told you.
Really?
Yeah. He. Okay.
Yeah.
actually quite good looking.
Oh, I told you.
Yeah, I love how you're like, you know what? You can put the hottest guy in front of me. I'll be like, yeah, you don't impress me. I show you a picture of Josh Duhamel after, and you're like,
she's like, oh, the most attractive picture on the planet. I mean, I'll say
the first one that came up. Yeah, he is hot.
I still
told you,
like,
okay,
aging like a fine wine.
Fair. Fair. He really is.
All right.
Okay. Never have I ever had a crush on a doctor that you work with.
Oh, I have.
I even worked an extra shift once. Yeah. Just to like
a doctor I work with.
Oh.
It was bad. Don't ever do that. It was a mistake. I had just been divorced.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'm going to go on a date with this guy. So I did. And it was just not a good idea. But yeah, no, I've had crushes on all sorts of doctors. I used to go, you know, EP doctors, electrophysiology, doctors that they're super nerdy.
Yeah.
So there's cardiologists, and then there's doctors that deal with the electrical activity in your heart only.
Oh, wow.
So I had this crush on this EP doctor, and I used to go to the EP educational dinners.
Oh,
just to sit at the same table he was sitting at.
That's pathetic. Cute. That's cute.
Yeah, I had crushes on all sorts.
I get crushes on people's brains.
Yeah, I mean, they're so smart. That's, mm-hmm. Oh, that's the thing. Like, okay. They have to be. It's always somebody super intelligent that I like. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, I thought you meant like their actual brains.
Like the physical.
Yeah.
Like their physical.
I was like, that is
like
the weirdest thing you've ever said. That's your confession right there. Okay. Like their intelligence.
Their intelligence. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And like how their brain works, how they see things, how they like. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. I could see that. I like. Yeah. I have crushes on people's brains too.
Yeah. That's the most important part.
I agree. Yeah. Never have I ever done something other than sleep in an on-call room.
True.
Yeah, I've only ever... Well, I've never been in an on-call room, but I have, like...
You said true. That's not the game. It's never ever. You're like, oh, false.
You know what I mean? I can't play this game.
I have foregone my lunch break to take a nap because I was so tired at work. I was like, I'm not going to eat. I need to, like, take a nap.
But you've never, like, used that room for something else?
No. Oh. Well, we're not even allowed in them.
Leave. Yeah. One, like, that's another misconception. Like, if you're working, she works in the NICU. I work in the cardiac surgical ICU. You can't leave. Like,
oh,
there's not.
Fair.
Yeah. So.
Stupid.
And if there are some nurses who do, and I just don't know how they do it. I can never leave my patients. I just sit there and stare at them nonstop. I honestly, I'm very obsessive. I can't leave. So
I'm a numbers watcher.
Yeah. Oh, me too. Mm-hmm. I'll just sit there and watch the monitor. If I'm not like doing anything, I'll just watch for changes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So no, I could never leave. Mm-hmm. I don't promote that either. I'm very serious about that. I'm not always a serious person, but I don't promote that.
But you are supposed to take a break.
You are. I'm not good at that either.
Yeah. I was just saying, have you done something other than sleep in the on-call, like when you are in the room?
Yeah.
No. I've never been in the room.
Oh. You don't even go there? Oh, you don't even take a break?
I mean, we have a break room where we're...
But this was a stupid question. I take it back. You're supposed to be able to sleep. You're supposed to be able to take, like, a sleep.
We're not supposed to sleep. Nurse practitioners, doctors can sleep at night. Nurse practitioners,
I mean, not sleep. But like they have a room where, I mean, our nurse practitioners have a room where they can go and like lay down, and then like we have all the pagers and stuff on.
We have an office, but we don't have like an area to sleep in the office. Like I have an office with a desk.
Yeah,
but
that's crazy.
We don't have that.
Okay, well, I take it back. I immediately regret that question.
Regret it. It's still a good question. It's a great question. I'm just a stickler for the rules, apparently. That's what I sounded like. I basically like shamed
you
for that.
No, I like it. No. You're very committed to your job, as you should be. As you should
love
be.
My job.
Never have I ever eaten food off a patient's tray.
Definitely done that.
You have?
Still do it. I have.
Yeah.
Okay. Still do it. They have these Breyers ice cream cups now.
Oh.
Ooh.
What am I supposed to do about that?
Yeah.
And then patients don't eat and they're just delivered and then they just sit there. And
yeah. It's a waste. It's actually rude if you don't.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fair.
Totally eat all
the time. Okay. I sometimes do can you not?
Can you not?
Segments on the podcast. So I figured a nurse can you not would be probably very easy for you guys to come up with.
Oh boy.
I feel like we did a couple of these last time.
Mm-hmm.
A nurse can you not?
Like, it could be about patients, other nurses, like something that happens at the hospital that you're like, can you not do that?
Can you not put in a surprise order and then come and tell me that, like, you needed it done an hour ago and you did not tell me? You did not come and tell me that you needed this done immediately.
I hope I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't think. It's good to hear that.
Yeah.
It's a reminder not to do that.
Yeah.
Because these new computer systems don't always come through very well.
Yeah, they
really
don't.
Like, if it's an important thing, like, just come and tell me what you need me to do.
Yeah.
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 Oh, man, why can't I think? Oh, can you not wear perfume of any kind?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Men and women. I don't want to smell it. It's,
well, sometimes I love smells. Sometimes, like, I mean, I would rather you smelled like fresh than
just wash yourself.
Yeah, soap.
Just wash yourself. That's it. Like,
but some people will come on.
It
like,
really is offensive.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
And I might get shamed for this, but like, working nights, can you not come in with a full f-ing face of contoured makeup for your shift?
I agree.
Oh,
like who? Who are you trying to impress?
The doctors that they have crushes on.
Yeah. Half the time, I would never wear makeup to work. Yeah.
I have to wear eyeliner because that's just my, I've been wearing it every day since I was like 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have to wear it. But other than that, I look homeless. But especially, I just look straight up homeless. If it weren't for my nice scrubs, like that's it. I'm too tired. You know, nobody wants to. I'm not there to impress anyone. I already locked down a man.
Yeah.
I got no one to impress.
Oh. And in an emergency situation, when I tell you I need something ASAP, can you not walk slowly? And then to go grab something that I need?
And on the flip side, can you not scream and obnoxiously run when there's not something wrong?
Like,
when it's not a life and death, there is no running. Unless somebody is dying, stop running.
Yeah.
Because it's like a false alarm.
And that'll make other people panic.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's just bad. Gosh, we could go on forever. Go on forever.
Well, you can. I mean, I have other questions. So if you think of one, you can just interrupt me with the can you not. Okay. Would you rather give up coffee or alcohol?
Alcohol.
I don't really drink coffee, so I'm going to give up coffee.
Okay.
I like whiskey.
Best piece of advice you've ever received?
Always have a job. Always be able to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. My dad, Tom Levesque.
He always
says to me, you always need to be able to take care of yourself. Whether you marry somebody that can afford to take care of you or whatever, you never know what could happen to that person, and you never know what could happen to you. So you always need to have a way to take care of yourself.
And it makes you feel good.
Yeah. I've never forgotten that. Yeah. Self-worth, too.
Self-worth.
Yeah.
That's my Tom's advice.
Thanks,
Tom. To women everywhere.
I love it.
And men everywhere.
Yeah.
Mine's to always challenge yourself. And even if something seems scary and uncomfortable, that's when all the change and growth happens.
Mm-hmm.
So lean into the discomfort.
Yeah, lean into the discomfort's a good
Sheryl one. Sandberg was on to something with that lean in business.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Sheryl Sandberg.
See, I thought that was Brene Brown.
Yeah, I thought it was Brene. Yeah.
Oops, sorry. Sheryl Sandberg's another one.
Great. But that's good to know.
Right. They're friends. Brene.
Yeah.
That's my plan today. I'm going to watch the Brene Brown thing that she did on Netflix.
Yeah. Ooh.
Netflix.
I didn't know she had that.
I don't know what it's called. Probably lean into the discomfort or something.
Or shame.
Boy, I really messed that one up.
Okay, if you both weren't a nurse, what would you be doing?
I always kind of said I'd go back to be like a historian because I love history. But
do you?
I love history.
That's cool.
But I also really love doing hair, so I might be like a cosmetologist.
Wow, two very different things.
I know.
I like that. Really? I'd be an artist of some sort. I'd be a writer / like painter. I'd like live my like Andy Warhol or Georgia O'Keeffe or something. Yeah,
I do love to write. I want to be an author too.
You can help me write my book when I do it.
Because
I want I I want to be able to write it myself. I don't want to like get somebody to do it for me. But I just feel like I'm not. I'm good at thoughts. I can talk out thoughts, and I can talk about all my feelings and things that have happened, and I can have humor to it. But the actual writing for me is what I struggle with. My last question is, what is something you think everyone should do at least once in their lives?
Skinny dip.
I love skinny dipping.
It's so much fun.
It's like getting a high.
I would love it.
Yeah. Getting naked, get in that water. If it's a full moon, even better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Or it will be a full moon because your butt's out.
Where did you do it?
Where haven't I?
I love it, too.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. I love being naked in the water. I love
being liberating.
Naked. Yeah.
It really is. I remember coming home from being out one night, and it was when I was staying in Canada on a lake, and I went skinny dipping, and I remember saying out loud to my friend, I feel like somebody put something in my drink because I feel so high, but it was really just the act of skinny dipping.
Yes. Yes.
That makes you feel so high on life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we haven't encouraged you, I don't know what. Like, that was,
okay. It's on my list.
Okay.
Always take a topless pic, man. I mean,
I feel so much better about myself these days. Like, 5 years ago, I wouldn't have ever done that. But now I'm I would totally do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Mine is travel by yourself. I think you should go by yourself somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure. I agree with that. You learn so much traveling. Yeah. And you know you have to just figure things out for yourself. And that in itself is
empowering.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It really is.
It's amazing what you can do.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh wow, I just did that.
And you just figure it out for yourself, and then you're like, I can do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm like looking at the time. I'm like, we've gone way over. So great. Lots of content. Well, good luck to you both on your podcast.
Thank you
will
so much,
definitely Kayla. Be a guest.
Yes.
You can use this. You can come here and record them in this. It's not a recording studio. There's no, it's not soundproof.
We will come to you.
Absolutely. That would be great. Thank you so much. I just love you.
I know.
I really do. I just love you.
I wasn't even on my A game today.
I can't imagine.
I've got like my edible hangover over here. You guys need to come back when we podcast next time, and we all have wine. That's what I usually do.
Yeah, I can do that for sure. Yeah.
I'll have whiskey, but that's fine.
Right.
I'll have wine. Okay,
wine and whiskey. I have some here, but it's a little early.
It is a little early.
I get it. Okay, so tell us also your Instagram again.
Mine's @nurseabnormalities. My website's nurseabnormalities.com. Everything's nurseabnormalities.
Okay.
Basically, yeah.
And I'm @DM Maltby, and we are at The WOMED on Twitter and Instagram.
That's awesome. Oh, I'm so excited for you guys. Excited for if you go on Paradise.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
I can't wait to have a party and like have my friends over and stuff to watch.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people are riding on.
Make it happen, ABC.
Come on. Yeah. Bring that Big D energy to Paradise. Yeah.
Thank you in advance. Big D energy. Okay.
That's what I call myself.
Big D energy. I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
With OTV. Sponsors for this week's Off the Vine are Always Be My Maybe. Check it out now on Netflix or in select theaters. Third Love, get 15% off your first purchase. ThirdLove.com/Vine. Apartments.com. Visit apartments.com to find your perfect place. The Real Real, get 20% off select items with promo code REAL. And Home Depot. Use promo code Vine Home Depot at checkout to save up to 10% now.